Hey ladies, it's your girl back, and it's time for the new and improved podcast. It has a whole new vibe and a whole new name. That's so hot. Tap in to add a little sizzle back into your life. Love ya.
Lena! Life, welcome. How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh my God, I'm so good. Thank you for coming on to the podcast, Lena's Life. So you're a TikToker, eh?
Yeah, I know. Wild, huh? I can't believe that I can call myself a TikToker / content creator, but I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. I love interviewing TikTokers and anyone on social media and all that jazz, because people want to know, how the hell did you get started?
Oh, my God. My story, it's pretty dramatic, to be honest, but I'm kind of glad it happened. I went through a really bad breakup.
Wow.
Pretty much the end of last year, so the last lockdown. So we were in Melbourne. It was hard. So, yeah, I went through a breakup and I had no outlet, had no nowhere to go. And so I turned to TikTok and I started just taking videos of myself, putting it on TikTok. And funnily enough, it resonated with people. And here we are, kind of the rest is history. But I didn't realize that helping me heal was actually helping other people heal too. So
yeah, exactly.
It's one of those things. Yeah.
I can remember having my fuckboy era, we swear on the podcast here. So yeah, I remember that, and I remember all the tears I would cry. Now I'm married, but you know, I remember how it is to go through it. And what are your tips for anyone going through fuckboys, breakups, all that jazz?
My biggest advice to you is that it will move on and pass, and everything that you're feeling right now is so valid. But trust me, you'll look back in 3, 6, 12 months time and you'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe I cried over that loser, because like, what a fuckwit he was. But it will. I know. I mean, I've got so many stories. This is where I share my platform of really bad dating stories.
You have to share one like now, because I want to hear like at least one.
Share my most favorite one, which is where I went on a date. It was second date with this guy, and we went to a really fancy restaurant, and he seemed normal. So I normally kind of like fish them out, make sure that they're not too like dodgy and there's not many red flags. But anyway, I fell for that, and we went to a really nice restaurant. I was like 23 at the time, and I go to the bathroom. So we've ordered all this food. It's really nice. It's really romantic. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's so sweet. I go to the bathroom and I'm probably there for like 5 minutes max.
Wow.
I come back, all of the food is gone. He's gone. Touched me. I can't, like, I've texted him nothing. I've got nothing from him. And I was left with the bill at 23.
Oh my
and
God.
It was a hefty, hefty bill. And I'm like, great. I can't believe this happened.
Oh
so one of my favorites, and I've gone back to that restaurant again, and it's just funny because the same waiter was there years ago, like pre-COVID, and he was like, oh, I remember you, and I'm like, yeah, I remember you too. What an awkward time. But yeah.
Oh my God. You talking about that reminds me of all my bad single dating stories and everything and all the headaches that I would go through. And I really do appreciate your honesty in sharing it, because, yeah, I know a lot of people are going through it. And I always say to my sister, I understand. I'm like, thank fuck I'm not single anymore.
Honestly, have it easy now.
Dating these days is so hard. So what is your tip for anyone dating with all the Tinders and Bumbles and whatever?
Well, that's funny, because I'm actually at that point now where I'm starting to put myself out there. So my biggest advice, and this is what I've been saying on my recent videos, is just take it slow. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, because it's all exciting when a guy's like, I can't wait to, you know, see you again. And then they don't text you and you're like, well, you wanted to see me and you didn't text me. So just take it slow. I go in with the mantra, men ain't shit. And so that really helps. And so I just anything they say to me, unless they show me exactly what they're doing, I'm like, yeah. Okay, cool, take it with a grain of salt. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It is brutal. Especially, I don't know if it's like because I'm older now, but men are, I'm not even men, like boys, fuck boys are even worse. Like they don't even go with the hi, how are you anymore. They're just like, what are you doing? You want to come back to my place? I'm like, I don't even know you, and no, stranger danger. So no.
Like, dude, like maybe that's just not me, and that's okay. And all for the women who want to do that, but yeah, like, no thanks. Oh my God. Like I can, you know, imagine. And, you know, I know a lot of people on TikTok have gone viral for the breakup stuff, like yourself and Adele, Marie, and other women out there. So what is your tip for anyone who wants to start a TikTok right now and wants to do it? Sorry?
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. You know what? I think it's really important that if you want to be a content creator, everyone should want to create content. I don't think, you know, we see these influencers that sell products and then they go viral and then they kind of lose their way. But there is so much room for content creators like yourself, like me, like so much, like Adele Marie and all those other content creators that create these spaces that help people. And I think if you are in a position where you think that you can help people, do it, because, you know, there's so much room, especially with women. I think we should all band together and, you know, empower one another to be able to grow and create that platform, right? Yeah. It's not a competition.
I agree. I believe there's more for everyone. And honest to God, when I've started the podcast and I just can't believe some of the people who have given me that opportunity to interview them, I'm like, holy crap, like Jesus, like, oh, like my mind is boggled because I simply decided to start it because I just wanted to have conversations with people and I just wanted to talk to people who have things that people want to achieve. And why not? It's not selfish, you know, and why not help another woman do so, you know?
100%. There's no room anymore for bitchiness and bringing others down. Like we're in a totally different environment where women, especially now when, you know, there's this massive movement where we're trying to move away from men being the be and or end all be all kind of thing, where women are actually coming in and saying, actually, no, I can do what a man does. I can be a tradie. I can be an electrician. I can do this. I can do that. And that's all right. Of us, we should all band together and support one another. 100%. I mean, you know, I could go on about this.
So what are some of the craziest opportunities that have come since TikTok? Like what are the collabs that you've gotten? What are the opportunities that have come about? Because I know a lot of people like to hear about this and we talk about manifesting a lot on this podcast as well. So, yeah, talk about that so people know it's possible for them too, all the women listening.
100%. I've had some small collaborations with small like brands like Happy, I think it's Happy End or Happy Way, and they do like soap brands because I'm building a house at the moment, so I've collabed with
Happy Way is not small. Happy Way is actually a massive brand, so you need to give it, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, give yourself a pat on the back. No, it's not small, it's massive. Sorry, keep going.
I try to keep humble because I'm like, I don't want to make it a big deal, but I've collabed with, I've got a collab coming up with, it's already come out at the Collagen Co. So I obviously have been growing my hair out. I've gone through the ringer with my hair post-COVID and I've collabed with the Collagen Co. I'm working with an agency at the moment and we're teaming up with a activewear brand called 9186 Collective.
Oh, so obviously I should
Yeah. So smaller brands.
Was it that girl who was in, I can't remember her name, she was on Big Brother.
I think so.
other. Oh, wow, yeah. That's crazy. But I know what you're saying. You can still be humble, but that's still a big achievement, you know?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. But, yeah, there's opportunities when you work hard on what you want to do and the goals you want to achieve. Obviously, when I set out to, you know, start on TikTok, I had no idea that I could get these opportunities, and now it's super exciting because there are brands that will reach out and, you know, collaborators that will want to collab like yourself, which is really exciting because I never thought that I could do this. And I thought, you know what, if the opportunity comes, this is amazing. And you should, you know, if you feel like you want to put yourself out there,
congratulations. So the reason why I got you here, because you resonated with me about overthinking, and I realized, I don't know why, lately I've just been doing that. So talk about more of that.
Overthinking. I am probably the biggest overthinker you meet, and I always have to apologize to my friends, especially when I call them, because I'm like, so I'm overthinking. Sorry about what I'm about to tell you. Like, oh, classic. But for me, I'm the biggest overthinker because I want to live a life that I can look back on and say I did it all, and I did it all for me. Yeah. And sometimes I think I put a little too much pressure, and I think we all do at some point, put too much pressure on ourselves to get somewere or be somewhere or be someone or have something, and we forget that, you know.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. I'm catching myself, and I guess I love social media, but it can also be a bit toxic because – you can catch yourself in like comparison, like, oh my God, look how far they are, look at where I am, you know?
100%. And that's my problem all the time. And lately, more than ever, at this point, I mean, I'm in my late 20s, so everyone has sort of moved on with their life, and I'm restarting my life in a way because it's, you know, coming out of a breakup and building my own place and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, whoa, like everything's changed all at once. But you just got to realize that, you know, what you want is the end goal. You got to enjoy the journey. And yes, overthinking is part of it and it's normal, but what you are thinking in your head isn't what's actually happening around you. And sometimes you just have to take the step back, write down everything that you're overthinking, and then say, okay, this is everything that's in my head. What's realistic and what's unrealistic? And how do we navigate the realistic stuff? How do we fix it? And so it's a lot of just kind of talking to myself 95% of the time and calming myself down, realizing not everything is a big deal.
Yeah, that's me. And sometimes I'm like singing and talking to myself, and my husband's like, what are you doing? You're a weirdo. And I'm like, just giving myself a hyped up talk.
100%. You gotta give yourself the pep talk, you know, because no one else can do it for you. No one else is going through what you're feeling.
Exactly, 100%. And I really appreciate you being honest, because like I felt the same way, you know. And that's why I wanted you on the podcast, because I'm like, if I'm overthinking and she's overthinking, then how many other people are, or women are overthinking about every little thing? Yeah. Because, you know, they want perfection, but there's no such thing as perfection.
That's the other thing. Like you said before, when you're on social media, you only see everyone's happy reels or their highlights. You don't see what's in the background. And I think that's why my TikTok, I've tried to make stick and relatable, where I show everything. If I'm crying, I'll show it, because that's when you see the reality of what people are going through. That's beautiful. And, you know, I look at everyone's happy reels on Instagram and I'm like, actually, no, you're probably crying too. And it's okay to share it. And it's okay to say, I'm actually not doing okay. And I need to express that. And, you know, that's when people are like, actually, I
feel that gives the people the license to feel what they want to feel. You know,
100%.
Like you said, on the journey and whatnot. This might be a random question, but what star sign are you?
I'm a Taurus.
So do you reckon you're like really have Taurus traits? Like I noticed with Taurus, they're like really calming and they're just really like chill.
Well, I like to think I'm chill, but I'm pretty hot-headed when I want to be, and that's kind of one of our traits. I think I'm more humble than I am calm. So like the loyal, humble, I'm that loyal friend. So if you say something to me, and I sound so morbid, but if I get hit by a truck tomorrow, it dies with me, kind of thing. And I say that to all my friends. I'm like, whatever you say to me will die with me. And they're like, oh God, here we go. So dramatic. let up.
And this might also sound a random question. Do you have a day job or do you just do TikTok fully?
I'm a full-time marketing manager, so I do
TikTok. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm always busy, but it's fine. I love what I do.
And it's good because you obviously understand how to, you know, market. So that's, you know, giving you like a leg up and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
100%. And it's also given me an insight into building a brand. You know, I've built my own brand and it's my name and my face. So being able to, you know, apply all the stuff that I've learned over the years, it's kind of cool. It's nice to see everything happen from start to finish and be like, ah, see, this is what we're doing and it works. But yeah,
exactly. And you can kind of like test different things, you know, and kind of like have fun with it, you know, and just like you said, just whatever like opportunities pan out.
100%. And yeah, like I said, when I went into this, I had no idea that it was going to blow up. It was like a safe space for me to just cry my eyes out, feel really sad, and then all of a sudden it's blown up, and now I love what I do. So
yeah, exactly. You never know what I believe you have to love what you do, otherwise you're just gonna be like, nah.
Yeah, if you don't love what you do, you're not going to put, you know, effort into it, and you're just going to feel miserable and you'll feel like it's another job, and that's when you know that it's not right for you. So
that's right. 100%. So this might be also another question. What's your favorite food?
This is like a hard one for me. I'm a massive foodie. Yes. So for me, my favorite food is donuts. And I know it's not a food, it's more like a dessert. Donuts, for me, if you buy me a packet of donuts, I will remember you for the rest of my life. And like, I love pizza and I love pasta and I love those, like, you know, weird foods. Donuts, my favorite. So random.
This might sound like a really random question, but what would your dream collab be if they came to you from TikTok?
Dream collab. Do you know what? It sounds really weird. I think I would want to, it's not weird, but I would love to collab with Stax. I know it's sort of outside of my niche. I love Stax. And the reason I love Stax and I love Matilda and I love Don is because they represent, you know, diversity and encourage diversity and empowerment, not just from like women either, like men as well, of all ages and shapes and sizes and colors. Yes. And I feel like if I ever had the opportunity to, I would be Stax because they stand for what I believe in, and it's about, you know, loving yourself and
yes. You know, and you never know. And their stuff is really good. Like, I have to admit, their tights compared to any other tights, like, this is not sponsored anyone, but anyways, their tights compared to any other tights are really bang for your buck. Like, they last forever. Everything else just goes to crap. And I'm just like, you know,
yeah.
I don't mind spending the money, but if I'm going to be spending the money, I want quality.
100%. And my drawers are overflowing with Stax stuff because every release they have, I'm there. 9 a.m. on a Friday, I'm there and I'm buying it. So
did you get Anna Paul's release?
No, I missed out. I missed it. And then they went on pre-sale. I'm like, I'll just wait until the hype sort of slows down so that I can get it straight away, because I'm also really impatient. Like, I need it now. I ordered it delivered right now.
Oh my God, sometimes I can be like that too. And I have to just like, no, just calm down. Just calm down, girl. It'll be fine.
Yeah, just wait. It's okay.
It'll be fine. Do you have a favorite outfit? Are you more like a, you know, activewear, tracky person or glammed up person?
I'm a bit of both. So like, I'll glam up from like here and then I'll wear like my Stax activewear or like a baggy long. I'm really into the long sleeve baggy tops at the moment.
Yeah.
I know it's like a trend during winter and I just can't let go of it. I'm really into baggy clothing. And because I'm short, I feel like I need to kind of substitute the fact that I'm short with big clothing so it looks like I'm a bit cooler.
Yeah, fair enough. In my head anyway. you gotta do what you gotta do. Glamping or camping?
Oh, glamping. I don't want to say I'm a princess, but yeah, not glamping.
What's your go-to McDonald's meal?
McChicken, medium size, six nuggets, sweet and sour sauce.
And what's the perfect gift for you?
Perfect gift?
Yeah.
It's gonna be so lame. Donuts. Just give me donuts.
Donuts. So my next question is, do you believe that it was your intuition that led you to start a TikTok, or you just felt like just starting a TikTok?
It was kind of, it was that hype during the first lockdown for me. I started posting just random videos, and then I said to myself, you need an outlet. You need a space where you can actually have a purpose. And yeah. TikTok during that time was it for me. And that was my gut and my yeah. whole, you know, mind saying you need to have a purpose. And that's, yeah, that's how it happened.
This might sound like a random question. I haven't talked to many TikTokers in Australia, more in America. Have you met any TikTokers from here, and who are they?
I haven't actually met any TikTokers yet. I've spoken to them, or I've collabed like virtually, but I haven't met anyone in person just yet, which is a shame.
Who did you collab virtually with?
I'm wanting to collab with, her name's Tasha Strahan. I think Strahan. I can't say people's print like last names, it's so bad. But she does daily vlogs, she's really sweet. And we're trying to organize like a collab face to face, but apart from that, like most of them have just been like, hey, do you want to share this? Are you okay if I share this video? Yeah. There was an Instagram/TikTok page, and I forgot what it's called, but it was like COVID-19 dating, I think that the page was, and they would share my videos. I was like, you can post it if it means it helps you, whatever.
Dating. Oh my God, that sounds so random. Like that we're still still like going through this COVID crap. Sorry.
I thought it's dead, but no, there's like an active page for it. I'm like, you know what? People are still dating.
There you go. It's not bloody dead.
No, it's not. Still there.
So I told you on this podcast to talk about manifesting. Are you into manifesting? And what is one tip that you like to do to help you get really clear and not, like we spoke about, like myself and yourself, overthink?
Yeah. So I'm a massive manifester, and I tend to have my journal, and I have notes in my phone of like my year goals, my month goals, and I've seen this worked for me. If I need confirmation or like a positive realization, I'll write in my notes something like, if this is meant for me, can you show me in a form of a white dove or a white feather or a green feather? And I'll put it in my notes and I will let it sit there. I'll forget it. And then all of a sudden it will pop up, and it's happened to me before. Mm-hmm. I actually had taken a photo. So for me, I write down everything that I'm thinking. I write it down and I'll say it out loud. And I'm a true believer that anything that you say out loud is going to come to fruition. It won't happen straight away, but if you say negative things, those negative things will happen to you. So
yeah, exactly.
There are different forms, but yeah, you should see my phone notes. There's just so many things in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I totally understand about that. You know, sometimes I even have to physically stop myself with all the negative chatter. Mm. I think we all do, because, you know, you're human. It's going to happen.
100%.
So my last question, Lena, is where can people find you, and what are you currently working on?
Oh, okay. So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok. It's Lena's Life _Lena's Life. And then I am currently working on a couple of collabs, my own podcast, which is in the works. It's very exciting. It's very exciting, but there's lots of planning and figuring out how to help and make that happen with my crazy life schedule. And I'm working on some collabs with some smaller creators and more content. More daily vlogging. I broke my camera, and that's the worst thing you can do as a content creator, is break your phone camera or your any camera. So daily vlogs have been a little bit slow, but yeah, we're back on daily vlogs as of the end of this week, hopefully. So
and do you have a name for your podcast, or is it you're still like figuring it out?
Yeah, I'm still figuring it out. I'm kind of in that planning phase where I'm like, what are we going to talk about, what's the name, how many episodes do we a week, and I'm, you know, hopefully with my marketing experience and what I'm doing, hopefully I'll be able to create an agency where I can help other creators, you know, start a podcast as well. So
I think
stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen, right?
I think that's beautiful. I mean, you've got that knowledge, you've got the content creation background. I definitely think you can 100% do that, you know, because there's a lot of people who want to start one, just don't know where to start. You know, so I do really
100%.
And I didn't mean to mispronounce your name. So it's Lena.
It's Lena, but you know what? Everyone calls me Lena or Lena, and it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Lena. Lena. Okay. Lena's Lena. Okay. Thank you so much, Lena. It was magical. And I really appreciate you coming here, sharing your dating stories, sharing everything with all the ladies listening to this podcast. And for everyone, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast to listen to more conversations like this.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Bye, everyone. See ya.